Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend, Dr. Markwell Russell here, the king of client attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And today's episode, I want to talk to you about something a little bit interesting. So what do you do in your business when you actually make too much money? Right. Well, actually, as you see, is by the title, Jamar actually was in a position where he had made so much money in his business. His accountant had to give him some different strategies and he was able to actually buy his wife her dream car. Well, and then you may be like, okay, what does him buying his wife his dream car have to do with me? Well, in this episode, we actually want to pull back the curtain so you can see what did Jamari do in his business that put him in a position where he actually made too much money, so you can have the same exact problem, which is a great problem to have. Okay, so we're gonna jump into the interview right now. Our president of communications, Rochelle Shaw, is actually interviewing Jamari and pulling all the nuggets out. So make sure you got a paper and pen so you can take notes, and probably want to listen to this over and over and over again because it's just that good. Let's go ahead and jump to the episode.
Hey, 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 it's your girl. I'm back. It is your girl, Rochelle Shaw, president of CAU Communications, where I just talk to like our rock stars, figure out what the hell are they doing to build their own million-dollar businesses and how we kind of help them do that. But I will say before I introduced our guest today, you know, you gotta have to be a rock star to come with us. So we only want A players. So if you're watching this and you ain't an A player and you playing really low, don't waste our time. Hey, right? We like dudes like this. welcome to the show, Jamari Morris.
Please introduce yourself, sir. Fantastic. So yes, my name is Jamari Norris. I help entrepreneurs and professionals invest in the stock market, even if they have zero experience. And it's been a beautiful journey rocking with CAU. So I'm just here to give you all the jewels today.
There you go. So if they have zero experience, so how do they even get confident enough to know what they should be investing in? Because so many people, you know, they have a 401k and they choose the option of, I'm going to let my company invest for me. Why is that bad?
Yeah, well, that's bad because you're basically taking a out of sight, out of mind approach to investing. Mm-hmm. And you really need to know what's going on. Because like, think about it like this. If you work 40 hours and you know you work 40 hours and your check come up short, you're going to say something, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. But for some reason, when it comes to people's retirement, which they plan to live off of, they don't ask no questions. They get that statement. They don't know what it means. So now you don't even have anything to compare to. Like, am I getting a good rate of return? What is it being invested in? Is it low risk, high risk? You just don't know. So you build that confidence by actually knowing what your money is actually being invested in so you can actually gauge it, because you can't gauge it when somebody else is doing it.
Wow. That makes so much sense. But I think so often that just like kind of math class, right? You know, that kids go into math class, go, I don't know how it goes. So they tone out. Yeah. Right. So how do you get them to not tone out and to tone back in and to make sure that they're kind of following? Like, do you break it down super simple, or is it going to be a little intimidating at first?
No, it's going to be very, very simple, because like I said, I started off teaching this to high school students. Okay. And one thing that high school students want to do is make money.
Yes, they do.
They care less about the math, like the algebraic expressions, the PEMDAS, the exponents. you ain't gonna really use that in real life. As long as you know how to add and subtract and multiply, divide, I can get you to the promised land. So when it comes to making money, and then I introduce things to them that they're already using and say, okay, well, you could be owning this instead of just being a consumer of it. So it's like, you know, most teenagers are on social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, that's a publicly traded company. If you're buying Nikes and Jordans, that's a publicly traded company. Got an iPhone, a MacBook, EarPods, that's a pub. So it's like, let me just change your focus a little bit from a consumer to an investor. So when you're looking at these things, you're looking at them a whole lot different than just saying, okay, I got to have the latest and greatest just because it looks good. No, let's become the investor and let's start getting paid off some of this stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So who normally like is the customer that's like ideal for you? You know, I always sit and go, but I think people struggle with picking like the right one and, oh, I'm going to go to like a captive place where, you know, I only get Dean Witter stuff. Is Dean Witter even open anymore? I don't know. Charles Schwab, you know, that dates me. Right. Yeah. But I remember like going to networking events and there were tons of these investment bankers there. Right. And right. They just, oh, you own the business. Okay. Well, I could help you. But they really weren't helping me. So is that what you do, or what, explain it, how you do it?
Absolutely. And I tell people I'm the furthest thing from that. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't have Series 7, Series 6, none of them series. Ain't got none of those licenses. I'm just a regular guy that realized that in order to really build wealth, you have to take control of your money and you have to know what companies to invest in. So to answer your question, my ideal client will be somebody that potentially has like a 401k and has no idea what's going on with it, has a ton of money in the bank and absolutely has no idea what to do with it because it's not making any money in the bank. And they're seeing this investment thing, this stock market thing, but they just like have no clue because they've been scared out of it because they've heard that people have lost money. And it's like, well, that's too risky. It's like gambling. So, you know, I bring them into the fold and just educate them on, you know, the essentials and the basics of stock market. It's like, it's not that difficult. If you think about it in comparison to driving a car, like you wouldn't let a five-year-old drive a car because that would be too risky, right? You have to learn this stuff. And then once you learn it, it gets, you know, it gets easier. But if you think about all the components of a vehicle, it's like, if you just think about everything that's going on in your vehicle, it's a very intimidating thing. You know, you got the engine, you got the rearview mirrors, you got the clutch, you got the wheels. But when you know how to do it, you don't be worried about all that. You just get in and start it up and go about your business, right? So that's the same concept when it comes to the stock market. Like, don't get confused with watching CNBC and Fox and Cramer and all these things going all across the bottom of the screen. You're like, what is that? What's them red bars, the red, green bars? You're gonna be like, you know what? It's too much. I'm out. So I simplify that. I simplify it and just make it easy and help you understand that, yes, this is not as difficult as it looks.
That totally makes sense to me as a mom of a 16-year-old who I was like, all right, I'm going to let you back out. Right. And she had already driven before. And so we get in the car and I go, okay, so where do your feet go? And she had one on the brake and one on the gas at the same time. And I was like, oh God. Oh gosh. And so I was like, you should only use one foot, right? Because this is an automatic. You should only use one foot. And so she says, okay. She puts the right foot down and uses her left foot and moves it over to the gas and hits the button, right? So I'm like, okay, we need to get rid of the Lexus and I need to get you like a Corolla.
Yeah, it's going to be some problems.
My heart was beating. So thus far, all she's been able to do is take her foot off the brake, but it's enough power in the car to back it up, to get it out of the driveway and to make it go straight. Oh, just keep praying for us. But it's the analogy that you gave is so important because yes, now I get in the car and I just automatically know how to drive, right? And I forget that until I had to teach it. So that's so awesome that eventually they will know without not worrying about the freaking ticker. I love that part. Love it. So how do you, when they come in, like what's their first thing that you do with them?
Yeah, the first thing that I do is we run an assessment and, you know, I ask them, what are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? What are you looking to retire with? Let's map all that out. And then, okay, what are you willing to invest on a monthly basis? Because unlike 401ks, it's coming out your check automatically, out of sight, out of mind. With this, there is a level of discipline that you're going to have to execute because now you're putting this money in the market yourself and you're picking these stocks yourself. So let's map all that out. And let's set some realistic expectations based on what you're willing to invest and what your goal is. And let's make that an achievable thing that we can do on a monthly basis. So once we do that, they're just like, oh, okay. So that does make sense. Because sometimes I'll throw out some numbers and I say, okay, well, based on what you provided, you can retire with, you know, say 3.5 million. And they're like, how are you going to do that? I'm like, well, it's just math. You said you want to invest this. Mm-hmm. This is how much time we have. Mm-hmm. These are the companies that are giving this rate of return. Mm-hmm. It's just math. You see what I'm saying? It's just math.
It's just math. It's just math. You know, we at CAU feel the same way, right? And we approach businesses as it's just math. And growing businesses is just math. And I think that's where people get all crazy, right? Take the emotion out of it. And just focus on what is this math going to do? How? And then as you see it work, you go, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And it helps you really build the confidence. That's awesome. So obviously, you teach this to folks who have some money. That's fantastic. What, you know, really brought you to CAU? Like, what made you say, OK, I need some help. Excuse me. I need some help. Like, what did your business look like before you got here?
Okay. Well, first off, it wasn't a business. That was the problem. I didn't have a business. I had a skill set that was transferable to other individuals to help them, but I didn't have the back office, all that stuff in place to make this engine move, right? Mm-hmm. And because I was trying to focus on two things at once, it became very intimidating. And it's just like, this is not really what I thought business was going to be, because
from a like business, the stock market, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
There's so many things that are moving parts. Yeah.
Correct. So because of that, it was like, okay, I'm not really going to go after this whole client thing. I had a few and I was charging like $100 a month just for like financial counseling. Oh, and I was like, I can't take on or start marketing and stuff like, cause then the floodgate's going to open up and then I got to be over here. Then I got to be over here. And I was like, it's not going to work. So the whole reason I came to CAU is because they made the business easy, made it easy. I mean, to the point where it's almost like, I feel like I should be doing more, working more on my business than what I am, because for those of you who out here who still, you know, working 9 to 5, I still work a 9 to 5. I'm in sales, but it doesn't conflict with it. Cause you would think like, how you gonna work a full-time job and then have a full-time business? Well, that's the CAU way, right? You can actually do that until, you know, the business takes over and then you put the job away, which is ultimately the goal. But yeah, they just, CAU makes the business very, very easy. It's like a no-brainer.
Oh, I love hearing that, because it truly is. We try to make it kind of a paint by numbers, right? Mm. Like it's like, okay, now do this, do this piece. Okay. Did you do that piece? Okay. Now what did your metrics tell you? Right. What did these numbers tell you? So that we know when it's wrong and we know when it's right. And we know when to tell you, okay, keep going. Right. When you get nervous, and we know when to go, okay, now it's time to scrap that. Let's move on. Let's get to the next thing. When we first did these, you used to come on with 10 times energy, you know, let's go, right? And, you know, it was 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. And it's so funny because I say this to everybody, you know, that first new money is really exciting. And now you're like, so mellow. Like even on social media, I go, Jamarius has turned the corner because he's like so mellow now.
It's crazy because like and with me doing this like extremely part-time and be able to make $5,000 a WAP, you know, even over this, like I said, extremely part-time, and it's been right at a year. And so right out of a year, I'm right at 90,000, you know, part-time, right? So, and that's like kind of unheard of to be working a part-time business because most people have part-time hobbies. Right. And they don't really make any money. So it's like, this thing is like really, you know, growing legs. And then of course, because it's just math, if I want to make more money, I just spend more in ads, right? Yeah. It's like, it's easy math. So it was like, so I told myself, I was like, well, I'm not going to make another video until I hit my six figures, right? So, and I had been sharing it with my buddy who's actually, he's actually in CAU now. I was like, man, you need to, with your expectation, you need to get in it. So he got on, signed up, another gentleman signed up. And so I shared them with him and he was like, man, you're not gonna make a video? It's like, nah, man. I was like, I gotta get my 100 grand before I make another video. And that's just been kind of a personal goal of mine because I swear I be wanting to get on every single time.
Every
like, time. Is still there. Like, I'm like, do you not understand? Like, this is not like I was charging $100. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Then I was charging $3,000. I had to mentally get over that.
Yeah.
And then Will was like, no, go ahead and raise that to $5,000. I was like, ooh, you sure? Like, I just started to believe that they was going to pay me $3,000. Now you want me to go to $5,000. And I was reluctant. He's like, ain't nothing going to change. So it went to $5,000. And it was like, ain't nothing changed. I was
ain't nothing changed. And nothing changed. You know, the price is only an issue for us. It never is an issue for the client. Like they want the transformation and they'll pay anything. Cause just think about it. You know, somebody came in thinking that they're going to have, you know, an 800,000 to retire with. And after spending time with you, they're going to have 3.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what? They don't want to pay $5,000 for that? Yeah. Knock it off. Right?
Yeah.
Of course they will.
They're paying for the transformation.
All day long. They're just paying for the transformation. So speaking of videos though, I got to see a video of your wife getting her dream car. Did I see that too?
Yes. You saw. Look, and I was reluctant. It was funny. I was reluctant to post that because I mean, I was running crazy trying to get that car before the year ended for tax purposes, right? So I was like, and this is one of the beautiful things about CAU, you get to network with people that are experts in their own right. So I ended up hiring my CPA from CAU, right? So it's like, I feel like a real business. I got a marketing budget. I got a CPA. It's crazy out in the shoes, right? So got with the CPA and it was like, yeah, you, it's like between your job and CAU and investing, it was like, you kind of made a little bit too much money. So we're going to have to spend some of that or give it to Uncle Sam. And he was like, what do you need? I was like, well, you don't need anything. He was like, well, what do you want? I was like, well, I don't want anything. He's like, you need a car. I was like, well, my wife wants one. He's like, which one she want? It's like, she want the Atlas, the you know, right. Well, she was like, great. I got a guy that's going to find it for you. And this was like the 20, what was it like? It was like 2 days before the new year.
Yeah.
I was like, he gonna find this for me like that fast? So he found it. I drove down to Louisiana, got the car. So it was like a 2-hour drive. Drove down there. He did all the negotiation stuff for me. I walked out with the keys, drove it back, left my car in Louisiana, drove it back. My wife didn't even think anything of it because I'm always on the road anyway. So I pulls up to the side of the house and I told the dealership, I was like, I'm gonna need one of them red bows, right?
Yeah.
Put the red bow in there. And I said, hey, I was like, I was on the highway and an 18-wheeler tire blew and some of the debris hit the side of my car. Let me know if it looks as bad as I think it is. And she like, she goes out there and was like, because she'd been asking for that truck for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And so that was just, and that's mainly because of CAU that I was able to do that and be able to network with people and hire a CPA and learn some stuff about taxes that I didn't know. And it's just, so it's just like, it's just more than the money. It's what you're able to do and how you impact people.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that we try to tell people. I think I posted today about Zig Ziglar says, you know, money can't change, you know, solve everything, but people need to find out for themselves. Right. That's like his famous quote. And that's the thing, like, you know, people all think that money is the problem. Money is never the problem. Right. But we think that, oh my gosh, if I can just get to this level, things will all change. But what happens is you get there and, you know, new level, new devil. Yeah. Yep. If we tell the truth.
Yep.
But then you've got this crazy problem that you never even thought of. You know, I made too much money in my job and in my stocks, which you're an expert in, and at my business now. And so I either give them 50 G's or I go spend 50 on the car. My wife is happy and you're a rock star now. Right. It's like, no brainer again.
It's a win-win.
No brainer. So yeah. I always like to ask everybody to, you know, we give Marquel and Andre and the team their praise, right? But is there any special message that you have to them that, you know, normally they're doing these, but now that I get to do them, you know, what would you like to say to Marquel and the team?
I would probably just like to say thank you for changing my mind about what it means to, you know, really run a business, but also be able to charge a high ticket amount and be confident in it. Because it is a mental transformation coming into CAU, because you look at how business is really done traditionally, and then you look at how CAU does it. So now I just want to thank Marquel and Dre for linking up and deciding to do that thing, which is not an easy task in itself to link up with somebody and build something like this. That's a task, you know? So I just want to say, you know, just thank you for changing my mind and making me realize what's possible. You know, I'm extremely grateful, extremely grateful.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Hey, if you are watching this and would love to have your mind changed, right? You can go to the paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D. AD playbook.com, where you can get our 5x5x25 method, where we teach you how to take a non-business and turn it into a real business, generating real results and real money. Hey, and if you've got a whole bunch of money in your 401k that you don't know what to do with, Jamari, where do they find you at?
Absolutely. You can go to workwithjnow.com. That's J-A-Y, workwithjnow.com. You can hit me up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Jamari Norris. And that's where I'm at. Holla at your boy.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.